More than one tie, more than one lie. A first audio portrait. Today's guest is Arantxa Martinez, a performer and choreographer living in Berlin. Her recent work starts to include her interest in the notion of orality. Last year, she presented Emisiones Cacatúa, a radio project developed together with Nilo Gallego at the Impresentable Festival in Madrid. By organizing this live broadcast in the public garden Esta es una plaza in the Lavapiés neighborhood in Madrid, they try to bring two different socio-cultural contexts together, the artistic context of the festival and the public context of the neighborhood. Apart from this attempt, they engaged in an archive project called Field Recordings, in which they tried, by means of audio recordings, to map out the context in which their project was taking place. As a starting point, we meet Arantxa in a Berlin bar called Le Bateau Ivre. Between some coffees and croissants, she talks about her interest in orality. Along the way, she developed a practice called Field Recordings, where she offers people a platform to articulate their artistic practices.
I met Alice Sosa, is a friend of mine, so we met once, maybe 2 years ago or something like this, to have a coffee. And then at this moment I was doing, I was dancing as always, but as always, as the last 10 years, I mean, I was doing also like things on the street or so with Effie Europa, a friend of mine, we were doing for the Valeska girl birthday. We were to the place where she lived as a child. It was not far here in Berlin. And we did like a dance or something like this. And I was testing also these other kinds of relation with my dance, with what I like to do, dancing. And also, for example, with friends in Barcelona, with musicians. So taking all the opportunities to jump into the stage and to dance as quickly and without not so much reflection or to. It was a moment where I said, okay, I am dancing since maybe 15 years. I think now I can start to think that what I do, I don't have to legitimize through a discourse or whatever. I have to believe that I have already an experience and I can just dance and propose something, and I think it will be interesting also, even if I didn't work 2 months on it, you know? To use more in the quotidian life what I know or what I am always learning. And so at this moment I was already attached to a form that doesn't ask a preparation or and that has more to do with immediately. No. So
immediacy.
At the end, the radio it was not like this, but in my head it was the possibility to do something like this. So I wanted also to meet the public in other places, not in a theater, in the bar, and I was always, I think through the speak, there is always a liveness that I was interested on. So in my head, I had also the idea to do a radio in English with a friend of mine, because we don't speak English very well, so to take us as seriously speaking about big themes in a language that we don't manage with, and to have fun. And I spoke about this, and then Alice said to me, "Hey, and why do you do the? I would like that you do the next publication." I mean, a little as Miriam with you, it was Alice with me. And now I realize that she gave me a big opportunity because of experience, really. So, because she was interested about the radio. So then I had to write something, to start to think about how to do it. So I wrote something to apply for the money, for the European money, and I know that I wanted to. At the same time, I was working in this project, The Present, which I do with Lola Rubio since 2 years. It's a research project. And I didn't have the experience of explain my work, or I had serious difficulties. And then I had the idea to meet a friend of mine who is very nice speaking and listening. And she's working also in dance. And I asked her to meet, and I will explain my project to her as training, you know. So I did once. The day I went to her house, he told me, "Okay, we will record, because this is important. It's important to have this document." And after this, it was a very nice experience. And I said, okay, maybe there is a lot of people who had the same problem as I. So it would be nice to do the radio, but at the same time also to meet people to practice the articulation, to practice the language in our works. And so this brought me into the idea to do this kind of interviews, that finally I found this name, Field Recordings, because it's not an interview. It's more to use a medium, so the record machine, and me will be the motor, maybe, the person who do, okay, let's do it. But it's about practicize the language, I think. The language, the thoughts. Yeah, to create a space where we are not under the pressure of distribution of our works, or, you know, this kind of pressure. Really to practice how we work.
Yes.
I think they must be methodologies or things like this to go more deeply in this kind of practice. I am at the beginning, so maybe I can develop I think just now that maybe there are games or yeah. Now I have a first experience, I would say. I learned things, and maybe if I continue, that I think I will continue, I could start to develop a kind of games to bring the to use the language in a more ludic way, or I don't know, or maybe it's not necessary. I have to think about it.
The notion field recordings comes from ethnomusicology. It is a means to gather information from your surroundings. It becomes a tool to generate knowledge about the chosen research subject, focusing on its embeddedness in a social-cultural context.
So we did the radio in Impresentables. It's a festival that happens since 10 years in Madrid every summer. And last summer, 2012, isn't it? 2012, it was the last edition. So Juan Dominguez, who is directing this festival, he invited almost everybody that he invited during these 10 years to work 10 days together. And we will find about what to work and so to develop the whole thing together. In a way, it was already a field, this arts field. And we decided to do the radio because, as I said at the beginning, I wanted to meet other spaces with other public, other representation spaces, and we did the radio in a jardin autogéré, jardin, I will find the word in English, that people develop the neighborhood of Lavapiés, is a neighborhood in the middle of Madrid. And really is where La Casa Encendida, where the festival took part. So this garden is a big garden, and they develop this place, this wonderful place. And we did the radio there during 3 days. Ah, so these people who are working in this garden, they are also a field. I mean, they are a group of people that are working together on something very concrete. So the idea of fields come from there, because we wanted to meet these two group of people who are working also, and to see how much they have in common, because they have a lot about organization, methodology, they have a lot of things in common. Yeah. This I developed only in these two places. So if I continue, I will think about this. It depends of a place or I don't know. Yes, I don't think so.
I mean, in this case, for example, with Impresentable, mm-hmm. Your field is already defined. Mm-hmm. The field is defined by Juan, who invited 100 artists, uh-huh. So they are there, and the field is clear, and you step in and you make recordings. But if you take the world as a yeah. scene, you could find millions of fields.
So
do you think if you would continue with the project that you also maybe, but then you take the role of a curator as well, that you say we have these people?
Maybe not. Now that you are asking me, I think if I want to for example, let's say that I call you because I want to have a meeting with you. Wow. It will also be a kind of field in my head. I don't know what, I mean, there is always a reason why I call you to have a meeting. So, so maybe it doesn't depend of on the place, and also not on the you are type of you are a part of a festival or whatever. Maybe yes, but maybe it's not necessary. Maybe I can take you. I can ask you because it makes sense in my head, in what I am searching in this moment, and then I will find the field. But I still don't know. It's to let the thing open, still open, because.
As an intermezzo, Alice Chauchat joins us and speaks about her experience of spending time in the public garden, listening to Arantxa's and Nilo's radio.
I remember the festival Impresentable in Madrid in June 2012. Juan Dominguez had started this festival 10 years before in order to create a context for his own work as well as works by artists he felt close to. After 10 years of experiments, Juan decided to gather the artists for the whole period of the festival in order to focus more on circulation, exchange, and togetherness beyond the presentation of works alone. I remember the garden of Esta es una plaza in the neighborhood of Lavapiés in Madrid. There was a lot of space, a lot of sun, and a lot of sky between the surrounding buildings. There were fruit trees and vegetables, tables and benches, and an old woman was watching down from her window on the sixth floor next to us. She listened and watched the situation, being a part of it the way I was, listening and watching the situation, and also not the way I was. She didn't have breakfast, and she didn't take into consideration the possibility of speaking up into the microphone. I remember that we were many people in the neighborhood garden of Esta es una plaza. Many artists, neighbors, gardeners, kids. I remember that you, Nilo and Arantxa, filled the space with sounds and words, and that felt like a movie when you brought in sounds of other weathers, exotic animals, music. I remember that you, Nilo and Arantxa, filled the space with stories and talks. Different voices speaking about different concerns. All editors having breakfast and listening together, then it felt like it must have felt when people started having TV and everybody met up at someone's place to watch together. I know this was the case at my aunt's, when she was freshly married and they bought a television set. The whole family and neighborhood would gather at their place. It was as much an opportunity to be together as a chance to find out about the world's news, to travel and enter fictions together. I remember listening together with other people, some who I knew and some who I didn't. I remember that we didn't all the time listen to what was being broadcast, and sometimes we did listen and started talking about it. So then we also didn't listen to you, but we were with you, developing parallel threads and digressions. And laying there in the hammock, or sitting in the shade of a tree. I also remember not listening or talking to anyone. Being there in that situation, my thoughts suspended. So that thoughts, sensations and talks were part of a seemingly very ordinary moment. Thoughts and ideas circulated, they created the space, and this space was meant to be inhabited. Listening and eating were equally meaningful, thinking, doubting and joking equally important. I would like such openness to be ordinary. I remember that you were hidden behind a black curtain and that we could see you by walking around and that it didn't matter that we did, only that we didn't need to watch you or focus on your presence. We could enjoy your words and sounds and presence by being there with you in the same space and time and context, in a different position, and no position was endangered when we didn't give you our full attention. I remember a public space where we gathered and experienced our togetherness without closing in onto ourselves.
The choice to do the radio project Emisiones Kakatua in the garden was directed to bring people from different contexts together and to create a space to socialize.
Yes, we invite people to eat because it helps to socialize.
Yes.
Okay, the idea came because so the project that Nilo and me we develop, we wanted since the beginning do it not in La Casa Encendida, not in the context of the festival or in a theatrical space or place to do expositions, or so we wanted to be maybe in a bar or in a public space. I mean, a theater is also a public space, but not this kind. And so at the beginning it was more the idea to do it in a bar, but which kind of bar? And then we thought we were in summer in Madrid, so it could be possible to do outside and it would be very nice. And so we started to think where. There were a moment also when we wanted to do maybe in a library, because in Madrid the last time there are some libraries that where you can drink a coffee also, but actually, and this was more Nilo than me, I think he was not really convinced, because it will bring the same kind of situation in a way, because they has a lot of things in common with the theatrical space. So it has in common this that always is a kind of space very soft garde, tu vois? Assez, ou voilà, il va pas avoir de bruit extérieur, ou ça va être, tout le monde va comprendre ça qui se passe, et tout ça. So then I think Nilo proposed me, why should we can do it in an open space. And then he contacted a friend of him, Anouk, and she was the perfect person. She is someone, a Belgian woman who lives since years in Madrid, in this neighborhood, and she's very in contact with group of people with that are working together in this kind of projects, and she knows very very well where she lives, and she spoke us about a park, a public park, close to La Casa Encendida, and also about Esta es una plaza, the place we choose. And then she knew some people who were doing the project, so she gave us the contacts, and we contact them and explain the project, and then they say yes. So it was, yes, like thinking in a public space where we could have or expect things unexpected, and also thinking in summertime, Madrid, green space, a place where we can be comfortable, and you know that where we are like moved through the things around, because another thing important related to the radio and to the radio experience for me, we choose also to do the radio with a stuff wall, so we are behind stuff. We are not, people cannot see us, but it's like a children game, because in a way you can come close. It's very easy to come to go through the other space, and we are there, and the people is on the other side. This produce that people is not anymore concentrated in the view, in the sense of view, and they are more concentrated in the here, and I am, if I would do the experience, I would be much more related with a three-dimensional space. I will be in the middle of something and not in front of something. And this is fantastic. also, it makes a lot of sense with an open space where we get stimulate from different places and noises and smells or...
After having discussed her interest in the notion of field recordings, one could wonder about the field Arantxa Martínez finds herself in. What is precisely that what brings people together, and how are desires and affinities expressed? For these questions, we travel to Arantxa's living room, drinking some more coffee.
Je pense que bien sûr, si tu demandes à n'importe qui de ces gens, ils vont toujours être entourés d'une autre scène. Et tu disais que Antonia elle est très bonne pour mixer ces gens-là. Je pense que tu me demandes, est-ce que tu te sens aussi entouré, ou tu te sens au milieu d'une scène ou quelque chose comme ça? Oui, il y a les tendances de chacun ou les goûts pour les choses. C'est ça qui nous fait nous entourer des choses. Donc, il y a certaines tendances que je peux reconnaître chez moi qui m'ont dirigé vers un certain type de gens. Et il y a toujours une espèce de mix entre l'entourage plus familial, disons, l'entourage de travail, l'entourage des amis, peut-être en dehors de la famille, et tout ça, des fois, ça se mélange aussi entre eux. Je pense qu'Antonia aussi, je suis assez proche d'un certain... d'une certaine pratique de création qu'on peut reconnaître un peu dans la scène de la danse contemporaine, donc que je partage, tu vois, avec des gens avec lesquels j'ai travaillé, comme Juan Domínguez ou Antonia ou María Jerez ou Isabel Chat, Lola Rubio. On travaille un peu dans le même type de scène et avec des questionnements qui ne sont pas toujours les mêmes, mais qui parlent de la même chose. En même temps, moi, j'aime bien aussi, où je me sens vraiment très lié à une scène qui n'est pas professionnelle, qui n'est pas professionnalisée. So, you understand me, no? So, si, ok. À une scène qui n'est pas professionnalisée, mais qui est, tu vois, pour moi, je ne sais pas si elle est plus importante que celle-là qui est professionnelle, mais en tout cas, elle a une force, si elle n'a pas plus de force, elle en a la même. Et par exemple, dans ce sens, tu vois, il y a des très bons amis qui font des choses à Barcelone, mais aussi à Madrid, et encore ici, ils sont pas professionnels, ils sont pas considérés socialement par des gens professionnels de quoi que ce soit, mais ils sont des artistes. Et puis, dans le cas de Barcelone, par exemple, c'est des gens comme Roger Fortea, ou Uriol Luna, ou Jara Crán, des gens avec qui je suis très en lien, parce qu'ils sont des amis, mais avec qui j'essaie aussi de participer à chaque fois dans des événements des événements qui ont lieu une soir dans un bar et puis c'est fini, tu vois, c'est très éphémère. D'ailleurs, la Jota, les vidéos de la Jota, que je ne sais pas si tu as vu, c'est la Jota, the striptease, the folk striptease in 4 minutes, that I did and that I will show in Brussels. It came because Roger Fortea, one of these people, they organized a kind of soirée about popular social or associations in the social context, and he asked me to do something for this soirée, and then I did the video because I couldn't be there to do the Jota in live, so I finally did the video. But so as always that I have the opportunity to do something with them, I do it, and really is another kind of energy also, and the work that they are doing during years, because it's really like they are very active. They do the programmation in a bar, they write books, they or articles, or they do concerts, they do performance, but never in a this professional context, and it's so good what they do, and they are very linked to to literature, for example, and they are very linked to music and also to sound poetry. My taste or my tendency, I will be linked also to of course to the stage, to the performance and to the body experience, but not only in this context that I know and that is really rich for me where I work, but always with these people and with the literature and with the poetry and with the thing that they bring. There's friendship, of course, But there is real interest about the things they are working on. And also, I am always very, very interested in the way they do things, because they do things. Okay, let's do. They decide to special soirée about a writer, could be Boris Vian or Gertrude Stein or whatever, and then they prepare things, but always in the middle of the precarity, you know, it's like and they do. They don't have maybe a lot of time to prepare. They try to prepare, and it's more about the life moment, I think. The preparation, there is always a preparation, but it's more the life experience, and the kind of public that go there is not also the same that I used to meet.
The self-organizational and improvisational principles of the scene Arantxa is talking about link very much back to the development of the Echtzeit music scene that Andrea Neumann and Sabine Erklenz are talking about in their contribution for More Than Montai.
Even if they will ask for money, maybe they will not have it, you know? But the work they did, the last 10 years, because they were always there doing, producing. To apply for money is also a practice that when you have to learn, I think. For me, it took a lot of time since I started to write to apply for money, because you are true in a way. In Spain, there are no so much facilities to be support to do your work, but so there is it. Is it possible that there is something about the cultural context? And I don't think it's only the country reason. Mm-hmm. I think in the case of my friends, it's also a way of life. Or I think they apply for money maybe to, because they during years they were doing a programmation every Sunday in a place. So they apply for money and they have it. But you know, it's more about the moment. It's too difficult to. You have to choose. I think it's you cannot have both or something like this. The to apply for money, it's a way to do that have a kind of consequence in the way, in the methodology you use, because you will think first, or you will invent a concept that is not still not clear, but okay, you will. So maybe half a year before, or even more, then you will wait for the response. You will maybe search for other people, and then you will do the project. And this is a kind of method, but it's not always the one who will produce art. It produces a kind of art.